Red Film Radio, Hot Docs, Canadian International Film Festival, Toronto, Canada.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fret Tuesday is Annabelle Verbeke, director of Four Seasons in a Day, a documentary that is screening at this year's edition of Hot Docs in Toronto, Canada. Very happy to have her here with us today. So Annabelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Just for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it yet, would you mind maybe saying a few words to introduce it, to tell us what it's about?
Of course. So Four Seasons in a Day is a documentary in which we follow the passengers that travel from north to south and the other way around on the Carlingford Lough Ferry. And the short journey over the White Sea brings different thoughts and reflections to the surface while the border is hiding in the sea. The water between each side may be very deep. They all have the unpredictable weather in common. So the title Four Seasons in a Day is a local expression which refers to the unpredictable weather, but it, which is also a metaphor for the changing political climate over there.
Yes, and absolutely. I mean, there's so much in this film that I like to talk about, but I'm just going to kind of follow up my first question with another simple question that kind of helped me understand the origins of your interest in the topic. And that's exactly it. What was your initial thought that drove you to explore the situation?
So, in fact, Four Seasons in a Day is made under the umbrella of Borderline, which is a six-part documentary series of border crossing stories from across Europe. And I chose for the setting of Carlingford Lough in Ireland. And I chose to portray people that take the ferry on and off from north to south. But initially, I always have been fascinated by borders and what it does to people, but on a human interest level. So a border connects, but also separates at the same time. And for me, nowhere else, this contradictory feeling was coming more to the surface than on the Isle of Ireland. So I wanted to show a different point of view on the Northern Irish border. As we know, there's a lot of Brexit news, and I didn't want to make a journalistic piece. And I also didn't want to concentrate on politicians or opinion makers. So I really wanted to tell the story of the people living alongside the border and also how the border affects their daily lives. But also I find it interesting to see how they perceive the border as it is invisible. It's hidden in the sea. Due to the whole Brexit situation, the more measurements they come up, the more visible also the border got, and the more people experienced and thought about their identity, because there's all of a sudden the fear of the great unknown. So that's why, and also because now, especially all over the world, the concept of borders and especially redefining and protecting them has become a hot topic again, because we stand together against what's coming from outside. And I find that we hear and see the other less and less, and simple black and white analysis are sometimes easier to digest than trying to find nuance in the gray zone. And that's why I really wanted to dive into the gray zone and make a portrait maybe more that is sustainable of a moment in history.
How familiar were you, though, with this history of conflict before you started working in this film?
I wasn't so familiar with the subject, I must admit. But of course, I heard a lot of stories about the troubles, and I dove into the research. And I also worked together with the Northern Irish director as well, Ross McLean. So he guided me a bit in the landscape, and I talked a lot to people. So I was really interested because it was an actual border, and there's so much going on about that border that I learned a lot about the history and the present political situations. Not that I am an expert, as I'm not a journalist, I'm more interested in the personal stories. But I of course we all have seen the images from before.
And from a personal standpoint, even just kind of setting aside the filmmaker side of things, Did you have troubles connecting with the area? I mean, for example, the weather can be kind of tough to kind of work through.
Yes.
I know because I grew up in Ireland, so I know all about it.
Yes. No. It's true. I started to appreciate it a lot, the weather, because I remember that once, but it was not in Ireland, but it's close by. I was on a holiday with my parents to Scotland, and I remember that I really hated it because it started to rain all the time. But here in Ireland, I really appreciated the nature, and I'm so jealous of the nature over there. So I don't know. I think also the people in Ireland, Northern Ireland, are super open and optimistic and humoristic. So I didn't find it difficult to connect with them at all. And I really want to go back because I started to fall in love with the whole area, I must say.
And were you okay with the accent too?
The accent was tough, I must admit. But and now I'm trainee, so I know I can translate for sure. But some accents stay really tough. But I honestly, I really like the accent.
It's a good nice accent. It is tough to understand. I totally agree with that. Even I have some difficulties sometimes understanding what is being said to me in that accent. Just to return to the film and to kind of give a better idea to the people who haven't seen it yet, it does seem like you definitely represent both sides of the argument, those that want, that are for Brexit, those that are, that are against it. And in fact, also, I guess inevitably, those who are more on the nationalist side and those who are more on the unionist side. But how did you choose the people whose lives you focus on? I mean, where did you meet them? How did you get in contact with them? What was that part of the process?
So I researched for quite a bit. And I had also a fixer of the area. And I explained what type of people I was looking for. I mean, that sounds a bit ridiculous. But I mean, it grows a bit organically. So you meet a lot of people, and I am someone that works intuitively. So sometimes I must say that I met people per accident, and then I thought, okay, but actually this person is perfect. And then I just asked what if they're up for joining me in the film. And if they are, then I like to build up a trust on both sides, so they know exactly what I'm doing, and then you can work together. But sometimes you're searching for someone, and you think, okay, maybe this one might be all right to work with, but actually it's something you feel, and then I don't need a lot of words anymore to discuss. So, yeah, I started to look, I think about 1 year ago, maybe a bit more, 1.5 years. And I must say that some people I found really quickly, such as the fisherman, Brian, and some people I found really later on.
You had told me that most of your people that you shot for your documentary, you had already met before you filmed them, which would explain how, for example, you were able to get such good shots of their conversation in the car as they crossed the border.
Of course, the lead characters I knew beforehand. But for example, the kids I met accidentally, because we were shooting one day on the beach some establishing shots, and all of a sudden there were some children that came towards us, and they were super interested what we were doing, and they were so interactive that they also asked, oh, can we be filmed as well? And it started more as a joke, of course. But I soon realized that they were so, so interesting. And I quickly decided to work with them. And it was really nice. But for example, some encounters on the ferry were really on the spot. So we had to be quick. Sometimes I started to ask people on the parking lot, because they have to wait for half an hour. And then I explained what I was doing, and then we could film straight away. So some encounters were really like on the spot, but a few were already decided on beforehand for sure. because I could not take that risk to...
And working, we talked about your interest in borders and exploring this particular topic. So I'm wondering, working on a film like this, does it shape your notions or ideas that you have about borders? And maybe more specifically, even about Brexit?
Well, to me, Brexit stays a bit one big question mark, because I understand what's going to happen. But I think it's that, especially like now, an economical thing, what I've heard. But I'm also really interested how, because it's very hard to tell, because it's only there for now. And I think we can evaluate this later on. It's a bit hard because I was there when they really didn't know what was going to happen, although they hear a lot of information on the news, etc. So in fact, I don't know if I think borders, I think it's a very contradictory feeling that I have about borders, as it connects and separates at the same time. And I think that stays a bit the same to me. Like, I think it's funny that we as humans try to draw lines on a map. It often doesn't really make sense. Of course, sometimes it does. So it's very difficult to generalize, I find. But to me, setting up borders, it's really a sign of the relativity of humankind, of mankind, because we all try to find our own place on this planet Earth. But what I find interesting is that nature decides anyway, so they take over at a certain point.
That's an interesting point. Actually, one of the things that I like to do is that I sometimes like to ask questions to reflect on the nature of filmmaking itself and just the art of cinema, filmmaking, and so on. And so while you were talking, it occurred to me that it'd be kind of interesting to ask you, do you think that the camera itself is a border?
Yeah, I think so. But it can also be a mirror in another sense. So it's also like this, I don't find the world, the word, but it's like, something, endless, I think. I don't know if it's right. It's like infinity more. I don't think it's the right word, but maybe you understand what I mean. I think, of course, the camera puts a border in the sense that it's a construction. It's not something natural at all. But I think it is a powerful tool to tell a story. But yeah, I think you're right. It is a construction. It is maybe a border, but it is very flexible. So I think it depends where you put the camera and in front of who. So I think everybody deals with it differently.
Yeah, just to return to the film and how it kind of gives, I mean, it represents both sides of the argument, as I mentioned. People have different ideas and different beliefs and just different values even. But I found it charming that both factions of the people in the ferry, for example, seem to find common ground in the fact that in crossing the border, they might catch a glimpse of this near mythical dolphin named Finn, right?
Yeah, to me, the dolphin was stood like it was a symbol of imagination. It's also, I thought it was funny that he would be the guard of the border that lies underneath the water. So anyway, also there again, the relativity of mankind. That okay, there's like a big threat going on about the border, but everyone is super interested and talks about, especially about the dolphin, so or about the weather. So it's really,
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think you mentioned the nature in the film too, and it really does introduce that aspect, while we're talking about very bureaucratic political things and all of these things that are very human and philosophical even, but still maybe have, maybe lose the sight of nature itself, which is something maybe a bit different and maybe also a bit timeless and universal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another border worth considering while watching this film, I suppose. But Annabelle, it's been fascinating. I just wanted to ask you one more question. I think you mentioned that this is part of a series of documentaries that explore borders, right? Where else has this series taken you then to explore this topic?
It's not me. There are six different directors. So each of them is talking about or making a film about a different border. So I made the border here in Northern Ireland, but there are other directors who went to Croatia, Slovenia. Then there was also a border between Lithuania and Kaliningrad. There's also a border between Sweden and Norway, which tells a story about Sami people. And there's also a border between Lithuania and Belarus. And then there's also Liberland.
Well, thank you for that. It sounds very interesting, and that's great. I'm just going to remind our listeners, the film is called Four Seasons in a Day. And Annabelle, I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.